Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm not talking about politics or President-elect Donald Trump today. Let's just be thankful for our good fortune to be here in America this Thanksgiving weekend. The celebration of Thanksgiving dates back to our ancestors that settled this country. They didn't have the comforts that we take for granted today. They were just thankful to have a roof over their head and food to eat. Watch the news, and we see people in other countries going hungry. Some are at war, their homes destroyed. The misery is more than we can imagine. In Africa, the families use more than half of their income just for food, whereas in America, families spend less than 10%. And this year's Thanksgiving dinner costs less than $5 per person, 24 cents less than last year. And I'm looking at a Thanksgiving dinner chart going back 25 years. Inflation adjusted, the dinner cost is less than it was in 1986. Thank you, American agriculture. There are a lot of reasons why food is such a bargain in the United States. We use new technology. When I was 10 years old, our farm produced enough food to feed 15 people. In 1964, one farmer was feeding 26 people. And today, one farmer supplies food for 155 people. That is a tenfold increase. And we do it with less crop acres. I pick up the paper and another boat sinks in the Mediterranean, drowning. More than 100 refugees, women and children and families, trying to escape the wars and devastation in the Middle East. Is everything perfect here in good old USA? No, it's not perfect. Farmers don't like low prices. Some have had to deal with drought and floods. Every family is forced to manage some kind of problems. But look around the world. As we sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, we should thank God for our many blessings. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.